exist to teach, tutor, advise, grade, and evaluate. The good news is we don't ruin your GPA. CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. Education of a different kind.
Good afternoon, Winnipeg. You are listening to UMFM 101.5 FM here at the University of Manitoba campus. This is Evergreen Perspectives, and speaking is your host, Ife Olua.
And your second host for today, Olua Tosin.
Thank you, guys, and welcome on today's program. So, Tosin, how have you been?
I've been good. Yes, I've not been sick, but I caught a cold, but I've been good in general. and yes, the weekend has been... The week plus the weekend has been busy. It's been fun, busy, not etech busy. It's been fun, busy. Like we said, we've been attending exhibitions, trade shows, and then like the exhibition that happened at the Trunot Square, the Winnipeg Night Market, where they showed like the FIFA live on the two big screens. It was really fun. And the best part was like seeing people hailing, seeing people screaming of joy and all that. And the market itself, the vibe was just right. It was just amazing. The rain did not spoil anything, to be honest. In fact, the rain made it more fun, and it was, I just really enjoyed myself.
You said the rain made it more fun?
It did. It made it more fun. It's like when you don't have like plans, actual plans of like, okay, maybe after this business I'm going somewhere. Like, you don't mind getting wet by the rain at all. you're like, okay, I'm just here for fun, and then after this I'm probably just going home and just take a shower and go to bed. So I don't mind when I don't have a plan after the rain. So I'm like, yeah, wet me. Because I remember one time in high school like that, I just finished my exam and it rained. I was actually very happy about the fact that I got wet, because I didn't have any plan on, oh, I'm going somewhere after this and my clothes shouldn't get wet. In fact, like, the tension of the exam had just left me because I finished my exam. So like, this is just the perfect thing for me right now.
That's nice. I'm glad that
Let me ask you.
See, I'm so glad that you stopped asking. Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, my week has been amazing too. You know, speaking of Trunot Square, I was just in time to see the goal. The goal for, was it with Messi that scored? The match on Saturday, match on Saturday night at Trunot Square. I was just in time to miss the celebration. I didn't even know what was happening, to be honest. But that was the big screen, and I made a short video, and I had a good time. So my weekend was great, attending events, exhibitions, trying out new food. At this point, I think I know a lot of food items, like from the Asian part of the world.
I know
it's not everything, but I'm saying like the ones I see every time at events,
or maybe like in movies. Yeah. I tried tteokbokki. It's how they call it.
Tteokbokki.
The noodle. The very thick noodle. Yeah. Oh my god! Because I see it in Korean movies, and I've just like had the imagination of how it would taste. And eventually, I got to taste it on Friday. It was good.
I also got sushi. I don't know what kind of sushi though, but I liked it. So that's good. That's very good. I'm glad that we had like a really good week. But yeah, so on today's program, we mentioned last week that we would have some amazing guests joining us today. So today we have a comedian joining us today. He's a comedian, he's Nigerian, and we would introduce them on the program. So we have today we have Omodolakpo and Victor Ebie joining us on the program today. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. It's such a honor to have you join our program today. Okay, so we're excited about what's coming up and what you have planned on July 12th, the ABA tour, My Purpose. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Before we go there, tell us more about yourself. Let the audience know who you are, and then you can go into the tour.
Okay, thank you so much for having me on. My name is ABA Victor. I'm a comedian. I've been a comedian for roughly about 12 years now. I'm Nigerian, living in Canada, Winnipeg here. And on the 12th of July, we'll be having a comedy show. This should be my fourth comedy show. And it's expected to be a very fun-filled evening, filled with laughter. Thank you.
Well, that's really amazing. Thank you for that. I mean, who doesn't love comedy?
Who doesn't love a good laugh?
Who doesn't love a good laugh? So, so you said it's going to be the fourth event. So it's one of the events for the entire tour, yeah?
Yes. So we're going to about four cities. We're going to be doing Toronto. We're doing Winnipeg, doing Calgary, and also Vancouver.
Oh, wow.
I'm starting off with Winnipeg.
Oh, you're starting with Winnipeg?
Yes.
Oh, isn't that amazing? And Winnipeggers are just lucky, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So what else makes... I know you... Because we've seen posts online and everything. You talked about it being so special. It's also your birthday, yeah?
Yes, exactly.
Isn't that cool, Tosin? That's good. So happy birthday in advance then.
Thank you.
So we're wondering, the toy is called My Purpose. What's the idea behind calling it My Purpose?
So... Making people laugh, putting joy on the faces of people is what is my purpose, because it's what I do easily ever since I was a kid. You know, making people laugh, like even effortlessly, naturally. So, yeah, the show is just an expression of that.
Oh, wow, that's good.
That's a fantastic call, actually, because I do know laughing is also a medicine. It can be a form of medicine, right? Mm-hmm. There are lots of people in this world going through, like, things that they don't talk about. You can see smiles on their face, but deep down they're going through something really, really difficult. So if there's, like, a moment where they can have true laugh, and thanks to people like you who listened to the call-in and attended to this call-in to do comedy and all that, to bring out the joy in them and give them a good moment.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you so much for that. So we also wanted to know, just out of curiosity, did you know that comedy is something you were going to do, like, ever since you were little, or you just kind of keyed into, this is a natural ability for me, why not?
Yes, I've always known, right from when I was in my secondary school days. What I knew for sure when I got my results in university, I was like, okay, it's going to be comedy. Yeah, I've always been.
I think we all relate to that result in university. You start thinking, oh, what should be the next part, maybe?
Oh, yeah, what do I do now? But that's good. That's good. That's good. I'm glad that, you know, you took that seriously. And, you know, people are benefiting from it. Just like what Tosin said, how laughter is the best medicine. Sometimes all you need is a good laugh, and you're good. So you're Nigerian, and then how do you navigate through, you know, a diverse range of audience? How do you, your stories, your jokes, the jokes you tell, I mean, how do you think people receive it, like in the diverse audience, with a diverse audience, I mean?
Yeah, when I moved here, I realized that, you know, I had to go back to my drawing board. You know, as a Nigerian, sometimes most of our jokes we might say it in the dialect and the Pidgin English, the language that maybe some other people from other parts of the world might not really understand. Mm. So I had to, you know, restructure some of my material. So it's going to be an English show. English is a universal language, so going to be that kind of show where we speak what everybody will understand. We have some Kenyan comedian coming. Mm-hmm. We've got about two Canadian comedians also performing. And on the tour as well, we have a Chinese comedian as well. And it's a really diverse tour. And our goal is to make sure that everybody from every part of the world enjoys themselves.
That's really cool. Oh, you even have diversity represented even in the tour itself. So that's really wonderful. So people that are listening right now and they are planning to attend all, like, each event in this tour, where can they find tickets and what kind of vibes do you think they can expect overall?
Yes. Okay. So for where they can find tickets, if they go to my website, so that's www.victoreba.com. That's VictorEbiye.com. Then /events. You just click on the event section. They would see all the show tour dates and how they can quickly get their tickets that way. And then I can assure them that it's going to be a day where people will really, really laugh. I've done so many viral works. I understand the basics of comedy, and I understand how busy Canadians are. So my goal is to make everybody relax that day. So they need to come relax. It's better they eat before they come. Because, you know, it's going to be, you know, they're going to laugh. I can assure them of that.
Okay, so the website, Canadians, Winnipeggers, because it's starting in Winnipeg, yes. Right? July 12th. Yes. So Winnipeggers, you heard it. To get your ticket, to get to www.victorabe.com/event. So that's how you get your ticket. Don't miss the show. You do not want to miss the show. And also, to give Victor AB a special birthday gift, show up for a show.
Oh, yes.
July 12th is also his birthday, okay? And it's starting in Winnipeg. So, like, we're honored. Winnipeggers, oh, yeah. We're honored. So show up for this event. And it's also very diverse. There's a Chinese comedian, Canadian comedians. So come in that you'd understand your flow, you know, all those inside jokes, it means you will get it, okay?
Definitely. Yeah. All right. So thank you so much, Victoria BA, for joining us on the program today. So before we round up with you, is there anything else you'd like us to know about, like, maybe your events, future events, even about yourself or your entire team, you know, anything else? Just like a special shout out to you. So.
Yeah. So first of all, I want to say thank you for having me again. And then, yeah, on that day, we just want people to come on time. Nigerians, I don't know. If I had the address, I'll come and wake them up, you know. Help them boil water to bath, yeah. Whatever they iron their clothes, you know, because the door opens by 6 and the show starts by 7. So it's very important that people come on time, and we will actually start by 7. So if everyone is seated by 7, you know, a music show and a comedy show, it's totally different. Although, I didn't say this, we're going to have some musicians as well, you know, come perform. So it's that kind of show. So we just need everybody to be seated on time. And yeah, let's have a very lovely show.
That's wonderful. There you have it, guys. Thank you so much, ABA Victor. Thank you to you and your entire team, you know, for putting this together. And we wish you all the very best with the events.
Thank you so much. You guys have been really supportive. And if they say I'm not going to invest in now for the come invest in my tour, but let's see, Sha.
I mean, you could still do a show here at the U of M.
Okay.
Many students. Yeah. All right then. Thank you so much. Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, guys, so there you have it. That was Victor ABA on the program with us today for the ABA tour. It's a comedy show. And again, if you want to find tickets or more details about the tour, go to www.victorabe.com. There you'd find www.victorabe.com/event. And there you would find more details about each show, the show dates, the tickets, and locations too. And yes, so don't show up late. No African time. It starts 6 p.m. and then, I mean, the doors open at 6 p.m. and the events start at 7. You do not want to miss any bit of it. It's a very diverse show as well. We have Kenyan comedians, Asian comedians as well. So show up and, you know, treat yourself. Aside from just going out or, like, even attending events, treating yourself, attend this comedy show and have a very good laugh, okay? All right, thank you, guys. So we'll be right back with a short musical break. This is Flavor Big Bola, and Tosi and I will be right back to tell you more about what's happening around the city. Stay tuned.
It's money,
it's nothing.
Balling, balling.
Alawa.
Premium or nothing.
Them or nothing.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Ebele bege bu. Forget what they know.
It's
money,
it's not money.
Ballin', ballin'.
Alawa.
Premium or nothing.
Them or nothing.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Forget what they know.
Yeah.
Hey.
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 giri giri ayagaya giri giri ayagaya.
Is that what it was saying?
Now you know. Now you know about the ABA show happening July 12th here in Winnipeg. It starts 6 p.m.
Doors open at 6.
The doors open at 6 p.m. So arrive early so you can have also best spots. So arrive early. You don't want to miss anything on the show because there's going to be music. There's going to be different types of comedy, diversity in comedy also. Mm-hmm. So you do not want to miss anything.
That's good. And I just wanted to point out something from what Victor Ebie said about the time thing. He said if he had his way, he would go to their houses and, you know, get everybody ready basically to be in mm-hmm. time. And that just made me remember truly about the African time thing. So I wanted to ask you, have you been to an event where there was, nobody followed African time, like for the first time? Is there ever, have you been to any? All the events I've been
to, no one followed African time.
Yeah, like everyone actually came in time. Everyone was on time to the event.
Well, I've been to an event where the event started at 5, yeah, and the celebrants already showed up before 5. But, mm-hmm. like, the event has not started. It's just the celebrants is already around, right? And a few people, were around too, but... But, like, I think the event started, like, maybe, let's say, 5:30 or 6. But the fact that the celebrants themselves were, like, were already around, that's something remarkable, honestly. Because I've been to one where the event actually started 5, and I thought about African time, so I gave myself 2 hours, 2 hours later. So I was like, okay, I'll show up at 7. I know the event starts at 5, I'll show up at 7.
I got there
7, and you won't believe it that the event had not started. A lot of people had not showed up, and I was like, wow.
But why do you do that, though? Why?
It's not just Africans. I do know there's a Filipino time. So my Filipino friend of mine was telling me that there's also something they call Filipino time, where they arrive like 1 hour late or like 2 hours late. And I feel like, honestly, I don't know. I don't want to speak in general, but it's like, it's quite common.
Is it
amongst,
because
like,
I've seen,
I don't know.
I don't know because I've seen videos or like, well, on TikTok actually, on Instagram shots and everything, and reels, I mean, mm-hmm. where, you know, people from a different culture say POV, you get invited to a Nigerian wedding and you arrive at the exact time. I'm telling you, you're going to help them
set up. Yeah.
But then it's just like, I wish if you call an event 10 a.m., then it has to be 10 a.m. Especially
things come up. That's the things you don't expect come up. Maybe sometimes it could be the makeup. The makeup just didn't sit well. It didn't fit right. You need to change it. Or the makeup artist is late. Or maybe the food you had prepared, something happened and it poured away and then you have to like remake something else. Or, you know, sometimes how you invite 100 guests, but somehow 200 guests show up, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, all of these things on the day of the event, you're thinking, oh, how do I figure this out? That. Things come up is the reality of things. Like, when you plan that time, I feel like you're only seeing maybe, like, yourself in the picture and then your immediate family that you see almost every day in the picture. But on the day of the event, people are coming from different places to your place, right? Mm-hmm. And that itself will delay you because you're greeting this person, greeting that person, so you to be getting dressed and getting prepared for this event, and eventually you will lead to the event. So, like, I honestly, I'm just trying to find an explanation.
I
feel like that's like the best, like, because it's not like you're just sitting down waiting for time to pass. The truth is, something is always going on, you're always busy doing something.
But that all that can be attended to, anyways, because like, there's no reason for anybody to be like, I'm also a victim of it. So, but yeah, I sometimes go late to events and I'm like, man, I shouldn't be doing this, you know. Mm. But I've had conversations with people, and then this person told me, he said, well, the thing is, I always wait to see if any of my friends are going. And so I call them and ask them, what time are you going? And when an event that starts at 2, and he says it's going at 4. And I'm like, okay, you know, so I'll chill a little bit. And then everybody has it at the back of their minds, too. It's like, yeah, I don't think the celebrant is there yet, too.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're going to arrive late, so why not take my time? Mm-hmm. People will be surprised one day how that thing is just going to turn around, and then an event starts at 4, ends at 7, strict. And then you get the 7, you're meeting the grace.
Just
So yeah, but... Yeah, really excited for a lot of things that are happening around the city of Winnipeg.
Same, yeah. This summer is, like, packed.
It's packed.
Yeah.
It's fully packed. And it doesn't even end there. So in addition to the Victor Ebie comedy that is starting 12th of July, Victor Ebie tour starting on 12th of July, that's an event that Winnipeggers can attend to also support, a Winnipeg artist. There's also the Niger Market Day on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
That you can also attend.
Absolutely. And there's also Canada Day at the Fox.
Oh, my God. July
1st. Yeah, July 1st.
Yes. Yes. But, okay. So, this episode is being recorded ahead of time then, because then, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Canada Day, July 1st, Niger Market Day, July 4th. July 11th, also, the CACN soccer is starting. Mm-hmm. The football is starting. And there's one on the 11th of July that people can also go and watch.
Right.
July 11th. July is packed, basically.
Basically, this all summer will give you updates of events you can plan ahead for, events you can attend in this Winnipeg.
Yes.
So your summer is packed and filled with fun.
Yes. And so nobody has the excuse of, oh, what did you do during summer? I just stayed home and I went to work.
And also, and no one has the excuse of, oh, Winnipeg is boring or there's nothing in Winnipeg.
Yes.
Because I've heard a lot of people say something like that. Mm. The thing is, it's you that, it's like, if you don't have the information, it's like how I think sometimes, I think winter is boring until a friend of mine introduced me to like skating and also like fat bike and all that. There are activities every season. You just have to find out.
Yeah.
You have to find them. You need either someone tells you or you research yourself. There are activities. So we're here to let you know about all of these activities happening around you here in Winnipeg.
Yes, thank you. And I totally agree, because I used to think winter, there's nothing to do in winter. But then we tried skating and it was a wonderful experience. I want to do it again. But I want to learn how to skate very well.
But that's the thing about doing it again.
Before the winter, yeah.
Doing it again, You learn as you're doing,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. I've never tried fast bike though.
I've never tried fast bike.
And this one you were talking about too, that what's it called? It's also on the bike.
Skiing?
No. Bike? The one where you said it was very energetic.
No, that's not doing that. That's like indoor.
Oh, it's indoor.
Yeah, that's indoor.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah. Try a lot of new stuff. That's the takeaway from today's. From today's episode on Evergroup Perspectives. Okay, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in on today's program. It's been an amazing journey with you all, you know, listening to us, giving us feedback and everything. We really appreciate it. And we are also grateful for you guys, because you also listen to our program to even get this feedback in the first place. I don't know if Tosin has anything else to add before we close for today. Okay.
I just want to say, everyone, have a lovely day.
Have a lovely day, guys. Have a lovely weekend. And until next time, we remain your host, Ifeoluwa
and Oluwatosin.
Bye.
Bye.
On a Sunday morning, she won't do something. I won't go church. On a Monday morning, I won't do something. She won't go walk. I've been Oh, Lord.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theatre for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theatre on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Okay.